Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. The pandemic curve appears to be flattening in this country's coronavirus epidemic. New York State and New Jersey are reporting fewer fatalities, fewer patients needing ventilators, and fewer hospitalizations. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says that's evidence restrictive policies are having an impact.
It is working. That's why you see those numbers coming down. If we were doing the same rate of interaction, those numbers would still be going up.
Yet the death toll keeps mounting nationally by more than 1,000 a day. The total now, more than 12,000 dead, with more than 383,000 active cases. President Trump is offering support to his ally, British PM Boris Johnson, who, as Enda just told you, remains in the ICU of a London hospital.
Americans are all praying for his recovery, but when you get brought into intensive care, that gets very, very serious with this particular disease.
Trump and Joe Biden, a Democrat who looks to replace him, had been saying publicly they'd like to talk about the pandemic by phone. Biden had been critical of Trump's long delay in taking the virus threat seriously. Yesterday, the former VP did ring the current president.
We just had a very friendly conversation, lasted probably 15 minutes. And it was really good. It was really good. Really nice. I think it was very much so. I appreciate his calling.
In Manhattan, a nightly ovation for hospital workers may be New York City's greatest performance. What you're hearing is outside a city hospital, doctors, nurses, and others being cheered by firefighters and their fire truck. Like clockwork, standing ovations and cheers happening every evening about 7 up and down Manhattan, with applause ringing out from apartment towers and brownstones. And Milsey and Basil, a new urban ritual now catching on in other cities around the world, coincides with hospital shift breaks when exhausted medical workers emerge from the COVID-19 war zone into the open air to go home for a spell, have a bite to eat, or just plain decompress.
Good on you, Bobby. Yeah.